Education, Research and Training at the MTTU, DSP Alexander Kwikuobing, has lauded the creation of a Department of Motor and Traffic at the national headquarters. He said having all the MTTU in the country coming under a unit makes for efficient and effective delivery. DSP Obing also told Radio Ghana that the police administration will not hesitate to sanction corrupt and indisciplined personnel. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
I think now we have a head who has control over all the MTTUs in the country. Therefore, the policy level, we know we can agree, and if it has to do with acquisition of logistics, we know where to get it from. If we have that semi-autonomy, like the CID, it assists in decision-making, is it? Because you report directly to the Inspector General of Police, unlike previously. And we have a national that moves to everywhere to ensure discipline. We have a national that moves everywhere to ensure that personnel are given uniform capacity building and knowledge acquisition in the rule law, so that the actual enforcement will also be uniform and will have effect.
Now let's talk about your strength, the strength of the MTTU. Do you think that is enough for you to meet the challenges that you are confronted with?
Looking at the strength, we have a problem. I think over time, that will be resolved. But suffice to say, with the introduction of visibility, police personnel deployed in strategic locations on our route, it is, as we believe, a way also to enhance the strength capacity of the traffic police in the service. At the end of the day, it's also about police presence at various intersections and all that. And so if we have another ancillary police unit that has also got personnel who are also in reflective jackets and vests, showing their presence, deterring speeding drivers, those who want to run red light and all that, it goes to support the traffic police.
One major challenge, problem that motorists have with the police is the issue of bribery and corruption. That the police officers, especially the MTTU, they get them on the way, then they take money from them for the least offense. How are you tackling this issue of corruption among personnel of the MTTU?
You remember the Inspector General of Police and also the Director General Motor Traffic and Transport Department, ACP Mr. Wuni, brought this issue to the front burner and it was discussed when that research came out. And the actions police administration has taken, including the wholesale transfer of the regional personnel at the Bunahafu MTTU, pointed clearly that the service won't shy from a disciplined personnel who misconduct themselves or who are indicted and has brought the police service into disrepute. So for us, we have taken the bull by the horn.
On the investigations by the police into the killing of two police officers, DSP Obing said the public can trust the police to do a good job. He said there is no gain in covering up anyone, especially when the victims are also police officers.